At one level, the words of the Pharisees and scribes are simply a statement of fact. That's what Jesus did. He ate with tax collectors and sinners. Not only does Luke tell us this, but so do Matthew and Mark. At another level, they are an accusation, an indictment, and a judgment. In the eyes and the words of the Pharisees and scribes, Jesus is guilty of violating the law and social norms of the day. At the deepest level, however, their words are, ironically enough, a statement of the gospel. They have just spoken the good news. Jesus not only welcomes the sinner, he eats with them. Eating with them means there is relationship and acceptance. Jesus has aligned himself with them. He is on their side. Throughout the gospel stories, Jesus chooses to hang out with what society may describe as the wrong kind of people. That's why in this evening's gospel, the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to Jesus. He offered them something no one else could or would. That's also why the Pharisees and scribes were grumbling. Jesus was breaking the law, crossing the lines, and making God just a little too easily available. But the starting point for Jesus is always grace. Searching, not blaming. Finding, not punishing. Rejoicing, not condemning. The first question for Jesus is not one of sin, but who, or one who doesn't get an invitation, but who is invited, as we all are. For Jesus, everyone is already in. Everyone is invited. The first question and primary concern is one of presence. There's no doubt that we can be lost. We can and have throughout human history done terrible things to one another. But we can also be really good and really lost at the same time. We can be good, hardworking, and successful in our lives and still feel lost without a true sense of direction or meaning. We can be holding it all together and still be lost in the depths of grief or despair. We can have a good reputation and be lost in questions of our own identity and purpose. We can be so busy and productive that we are lost in the wonder, we are lost to the wonder, beauty, and mystery of life. We can be financially secure and still be lost in fear. But the grace and character of God are revealed in Jesus' searching, finding and rejoicing in the lost and the outsider. Those are not three things, three different things, three separate actions or moments in time, but three manifestations of God's one grace. They are the ongoing presence of God in Christ in each one of our lives. Ultimately, friends, it means there is a place for all of us. We matter. We are desired by and important to God. This fellow who hangs out with sinners is searching for us, finding us, and rejoicing over our presence. Amen.